Okay, now in the writer's room today, I'm going to talk to the author of Brown Trout in Ireland. It's a lovely book, Dr. Martin O'Grady. He's also of the Central Fisheries Board. I have the book in front of me here. It's a very attractive book, published by the Central Fisheries Board. And hopefully I have Martin on the line. Hello, Martin.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Thanks for coming on.
No bother.
So, you've done this lovely book, Brown Trout in Ireland. I'll ask you first, what was your motivation to do it? You're a scientist, and I know not every scientist likes writing. So, so what motivated you to put this into print in the first place?
Well, I think a lot of people have a fascination with brown trout, Sean, because it's one of very few indigenous fishes we have in the country. They've been here since the Ice Age, and I suppose most anglers, when they start fishing as kids, one of the first fish they come across is a brown trout. So a lot of people have a curiosity about them and where they are and how long they live and so on and so forth.
They're beautiful looking fish, aren't they?
They are indeed, and there's a huge variation in terms of their colour patterns and so on, depending on where they live.
Yeah. And are they? Do they have an unusual life cycle, or they're not like the salmon or the sea trout? I mean, what is their basic life cycle? Do they spend it up?
Their life cycle is very similar to that of the salmon, except that they don't go to sea.
Okay.
They tend to spend their entire life cycle in fresh water. But it's very variable, Sean. I mean, a trout can be born in a small stream only a couple of yards wide and live there within 100 yards of where it was born for its entire lifespan.
Okay, and other ones would move a lot more.
An awful lot more, yeah. Like, we would have big trout populations now in the big western lakes like Loch Corrib and Loch Mask and Loch Conn, and they would be born in inflowing tributaries to the lake. They'd come down from those tributaries, live to adulthood in the lake, and then go back to the streams they were born in to reproduce themselves.
Okay, and some of the fish, some of the brown trout you would get in the lakes can actually get quite big.
Indeed they can, yeah. One of the things that's happened, in fact, since that book was written, is that we've had some resources to look at the genetics of trout. And really we're dealing with a family of fishes,
right,
rather than an individual species. And there's a whole range of life patterns there. Some of the fish, as you say, can be quite long-lived and live up to 15 years of age, at which point it could be over 20 pounds in weight.
Right, that's a big fish.
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah, and when they're in the river then, I mean, they can be quite small as well on the other side of the coin, depending on the, I suppose, availability of food.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, in a very poor, hungry river, say in an area where you'd have granite base rock like Wicklow or parts of Connemara, a 4 or 5 year old adult fish might be only 6 inches long.
Yeah. Now, there have been, I was just talking to one of your colleagues, Joe Caffrey, about invasive species, etc. Is there any threats like that out there to the brown trout?
Oh, indeed, there are, Sean, and it's very hard to know what's going to happen next. But people, unfortunately, are bringing in live animals and letting them off. And we can only second guess what's going to happen, you know.
When you say live animals, what do you mean? What kind of fish, I presume, you're talking about?
Well, fish in some cases, and a lot of invertebrates, snails and plants, as Joe would have talked to you about. And all of those things can impact on the ecology and kind of change the spider's web of events that take place naturally. And usually invasive species, whether they're plants or insects or fish, generally speaking, you lose out. If an invasive species successfully colonizes an area, the chances are, on average, that you're going to lose 2 or 3 native species as a consequence.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Now, you wouldn't, you used to see rainbow trout, of course, in the Irish rivers a lot, but they wouldn't be regarded as an invasive species. I think they were just escaping from fish farms and such like. So, is that
that's
still...
They're a fish that's native to the west coast of America.
Okay.
And as you say, there have been escapees over the years here from fish farms, but thankfully they've never managed to establish themselves in the wild here.
They didn't breed in the rivers then?
No, okay. No.
So are they gone now?
Like mink have done so and are causing us problems.
Okay. So the fact that the rainbow trout, which I think it was a bigger trout than the brown in general, wasn't it? He didn't breed. That was probably a good thing.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
The trout, I presume, is very dependent then on the health of the waters of the lakes and the rivers. So how are we fixed, say, compared to mainland Europe in terms of our waterways, the health of them?
Well, very well, actually. As you say, they are quite sensitive, not quite as sensitive as salmon to water pollution problems. But I would say, Sean, the fact that we have such good trout stocks all over the country you know, is a reflection of the reasonably good water quality we have in most places.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, we have big stocks of trout in the Liffey.
Okay. And in terms of then, say, the people that come over, the economic angle, you know, to fish in Ireland, would the brown trout be a very popular one?
Very much so. Very, very much so. For instance, over the last few years, I think we would have averaged something like 1,500 boats on Loch Corrib alone. And a large proportion of those boats would be used in season by tourists for angling.
Okay, and there is, I mean, people that are, we're just running out of time a little bit, but people that are interested in angling, of course, there's loads of information for them in the book as well.
Well, absolutely, and if anyone wants a copy, they can just send an email to sandra.doyle@inlandfisheriesireland.ie. We've changed our name recently.
Okay, give us that one again, sandra.doyle.
sandra.doyle@inlandfisheriesireland.ie.
Okay.
And Sandra will look after them for the princely sum of 15 euros a copy.
Yeah, and it's a lovely illustrated book as well as everything, and I'd definitely recommend it. There's some lovely sketches in there and photographs and everything, so it's well worth investing.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much, Martin, for coming on.
You're very welcome.
Okay, that's Martin O'Grady. He's the author of Brown Trout in Ireland. He's a researcher with the Central Fisheries Board.